Different versions. Okay, we're continuing the Rambam Hilchos Shgagos Perek Yud Gimel. It's Halacha Dalid. We did most of it, and then you'll find some versions where Hay starts a little before or Hay starts a little later. So you may have it in your versions. It's the end of four right before five. We're talking about a Bezdin. If Bezdin makes an error in one area, and then they make an error in another area, even though it's a different Avera, and even though they're aware of one mistake before the other, if between the two mistakes the majority of Jews did the sin, then the Bezdin has to bring the Par Helam Davor, even though it's two separate Averos. But there was one important proviso. It's the same Bezdin to make the first mistake as the second mistake, and there's no turnover in the Bezdin. So now, either it's the end of Dal or the beginning of Hay, depending on what text you have, and really, according to most, it's the end of Dalet. So it says, "Afilu horu shnei bate hadinim b'davar echad." Even though the one bezdin that turns over and has two batedim, and they make the mistake in the same area. First mistake, bezdin number one makes a mistake, kigon chelev with grinding forbidden fats. And then there's a turnover in part of the bezdin, and the second bezdin makes a mistake in the same area, v'chelev. Odam v'dam, or blood and blood, the same law that you will not bring the par helam davar, even though it's a majority of Jews, because it's between two bezdins and not one bezdin. Okay, so according to all versions, the next part is halacha hey. V'chein im lo hayo ha'osim sholim al pi ha'ora. What if the people who make the mistake, the Jews who make the mistake, some of them, or all of them, whatever, their shogeg is not because of the ruling of the Bezdin, as we shall explain. Then hare Bezdin b'turim, the Bezdin doesn't bring the korban, but rather each individual brings it. V'chol ha'isim chayavim, let's have a case. Horu Bezdin lechol chelav hakev akula. Let's say the Bezdin rules mistakenly that you can eat the fats of the stomach, the entire fats of the stomach, which is incorrect. Now, the Yoda Echad Min HaKol, and one of the Jews was a smart fellow, and he knew Shetol that the person is clearly making a mistake. V'shechela v'akela akeva osir, and the fat of the stomach is indeed osir. But still, that person. Now, a lot of other Jews were just—they don't know any better. They listen to the Bezdin, they're eating it. But this guy's a real chacham, and he knows you guys are wrong, right? But still he eats it. Why? He eats it because they're ruling. Why? Because these people think, or he thinks, he thinks that this is amazing if they're wrong. And that's a separate mistake than everybody else is making. Everybody else make a mistake thinking the best is telling what to do. And probably, I guess you could eat the chelav or the keva. So this guy says, I know you can't eat the chelav, but I guess you listen to the Bezdin, even though they're making a mistake. And that's wrong, but that was his shogeg mistake. It's a different shogeg mistake. Harei's ocha, now this guy's eating. So that individual who's eating, because he just says, I should listen to the Bezdin, but I think they're wrong. Chayev chatas kvua al achila. So he has to bring a korban chatas for that eating, because he's not doing it on the mistake of Bezdin. Rather, it's his mistake that you listen to a Bezdin if they're incorrect, and that's not true. He doesn't include himself with the others who are making the mistake based on their ruling. Yes.
How do you know when you think the Bezdin is wrong, and how do you know when you know the Bezdin is wrong?
Well, guess what? Let's look at the next line. B'med, when do we say this fact? This individual is clearly a Talmud Chacham, or he's reached the level of ruling in Halacha. I mean, Hoya Moritz, if he's an ignoramus, and even though he thinks the Bezdin's wrong,
he might be right.
But he doesn't know nothing. He's an ignoramus. Harei Zepator. Then he doesn't have to bring a korban. Shein yediyaso b'isurim yediyah v'adois. His knowledge in prohibitions is not a certain knowledge, and he doesn't count. Many people think they're more clever than the Bezdin. You know where they get it from? It's called the boyach svara, the logic from the belly, and not the logic from the mind. That's what my rabbeim always said. When people would say a question, he'd go, that's a boyach svara. That's intellect from the stomach.
Is there something between
a Talmud Chacham and Ignoramus? No, either you know Shas and Poskim or you don't. Right. Okay? So when you know, you've gone through the entire Shas multiple times, you've gone through Poskim, and then you are coming to a halachic decision that the Beis Din is wrong, then your decision is an important decision. Be that as it may.
So how do you know if you're not one of these...
You'll ask the Beis Din, and they'll ask you, how many times you finish Shas? None. Why do you think that we were wrong? Well, I just think you guys are stupid. Well, forget it. You know, where do you get to make rulings and decisions if you don't know the entire Shas and Poskim? I just want to understand.
So where do you become a Zaken? Where do you become the Zaken?
He has to be a very smart guy, but he's still not listening to rules. Now, remember we said about Zaken Mamre. If the Beis Din says it's permitted, no one's forcing him to eat it. Remember, this is a Korbach. Zake Mamre will tell you to do something keneged Beis Din. Here the Beis Din is telling you to eat it. Something wrong if he tells people not to eat it. Zake Mamre is saying, Beis Din says Yom Kippur is Thursday, and I say it's on Friday. That's a big difference. Beis Din makes a ruling, and he's going to go keneged the ruling. Beis Din says, you can't do this. So I'm going to do it. If you're Sheva Altase, that's not a Zake Mamre. If they say, go eat the fast, I'm not going to eat the fast. So don't eat the fats. But if he's eating the fats because he thinks, well, I guess you have to listen to Beis Din no matter what, well, now that's the different mistake altogether.
Now, isn't there a possibility if it says your rabbis say go to the right, go to the right?
But not if you know, they are clearly wrong. That's what the pasuk means. If you know they are clearly wrong, you know, it is possible, believe it or not, especially in those days where there were no svarim, they could forget the halacha.
Okay. Yeah.
And you didn't forget the halacha. You know, it's possible. I make mistakes. Right? What if I say something and say, Rabbi, pardon me, but maybe you overlooked this obscure Shulchan Aruch over here. I go, oh yeah, you're right. I guess I forgot. It happens. But you got to be a big scholar. If you're not a scholar, you just think, oh, I think I remember from 26 years ago.
No, but what are you supposed to do?
Whoa.
You're supposed to go with this.
Remember, if it's a case where they're telling you to do a sin, just don't do anything. They're not forcing you to eat the chalev of the stomach.
You're in doubt.
If you really think they're wrong, then don't eat it. Plain and simple. You never bring a korban chatas for not doing something. You only bring a korban chatas for yes doing something. So just don't do it.
Don't do
okay.
That. Don't be like
next. Vechein. Another example. Im lo yada shito. Let's say the guy does not know that the Beis Din made a mistake. Let's say with the fast or something. They don't make a mistake. But he turns out to make a similar mistake in that area, but not because of them, because of his own mistake. Beis Din makes a mistake and says the fats of the stomach can be eaten. Okay, he doesn't know they made a mistake, but what does he do? When he's skaven lechol shomen, and he thought he was eating a piece of permitted fat. Remember, everybody else is eating the fat of the stomach. Everybody else is eating the fat of the stomach.
He's not.
He's got this fat. He thinks this is permitted fat, not the stomach, somewhere else. And skip the next word.
Okay,
then he eats the chel keva, but that's his mistake because he thought it was regular fat. Even though this is a fat that the Beis Din permitted, shehitiru, but for who lo yoda shuchayva? He doesn't know it's the fat of the stomach. Hear what's going on over here. He and 51% of Klai Yisrael is eating the fat of the stomach. The 51%, they know it's the fat of the stomach, but they think it's permitted because the rabbi says permitted. But they made a mistake. He doesn't know the mistake. He doesn't even think he's eating fat of the stomach. He thinks he's eating kosher fat.
That's a clear shogi.
And that's a different kind of shogi. Even though they're both eating the same type of prohibited food, but it's for a different reason. So Rezachayv, he has to bring his own korban.
Yep.
Why? Mipnei shachilaso, because his eating, mipnei shigagasos, because of his own personal error. V'lo mipnei rov, but it's not because the ruling of the Beis Din. Very interesting. So you have a case where two Jews are doing the same sin. It's a good trivia question. Two Jews are both eating forbidden chalev. One brings a korban chatas and one doesn't. And they both don't think it's usher. That'd be a good trivia question. Wow. Two Jews both think the chalev is permitted. They both eat it. One brings a korban chatas and one doesn't. That'll be a great trivia question. Okay. Let's move on here. Now, let's say more than that. But what about, can't he connect with the other 51% that are doing the same thing? He can't be connected to the others who are making the mistake by just listening to us. And Shinemar says, L'chol ha'am b'shkaga. It says the entire nation was b'shogeg, meaning atzitiyah shkaga achas l'chol. All the Jews have to eat the same one shogeg. Or another example. V'chayim taloba atzmo. Let's say the guy himself thinks it's okay, regardless of what Bezin says. And he eats the chelev of the stomach, which they rule to say okay, but he's not doing because he's listening to them. He's not doing because they said so, because he doesn't hold to the Bezin. Because he thinks it's okay. Hear what's going on? Bezin ruled the stomach cheva is permitted. The guy, and they even gives you, he says, you know what, I don't trust the Bezin. They don't know what they're talking about. But as a matter of fact, personally, I went through the topic myself, and I consider it's permitted. But I'm not doing it because the Bezin said so. I'm because I say so.
You're part of the group.
And now, but they all made a mistake. He has to bring his own chayiv if he asks for himself, because he didn't do it based on the Bezin ruling. And now the Rambam summarizes with the general rule. Zaklal, this is the rule. Call out toil of a Bezin, one who does his action, because he's totally dependent on what the Bezin is saying, and he's not clever, he's not nothing. He just does what the Bezin says, he's not thinking anything more. Patur, they don't bring the korban, but the Bezin brings the korban. But vahu, however, shiyusham, call hadrachim shon, you have to have all the 10 conditions, as we've mentioned already in the beginning of this chapter and last chapter. But anyone who's chai for his own mistake, even though he's together with other Jews who are following the Bezdin, ain't a mitzvah of the rov ha-shogeg, is not counted with the majority of those who made the shogeg based on listening to the Bezdin. Okay, now we get a very interesting scenario over here. It's hard to understand, but so it is. That's not a likely scenario. Horu Bezdin Lahatar Dover Osir. Bezdin ruled something that's prohibited. They said it's permitted, and they did it bezodom. They knew it's Osir, and they still said it's allowed. I can't imagine how that could happen.
It's
such a corrupt.
Marriage.
You're talking about a Sanhedrin here. It's a stira mineo bay. Being in Sanhedrin, you got to be really kosher Jews. So how could you do this on purpose, knowing it's Osir?
It's a lean group. Everybody missed school that day.
For us, so HaKol, Al PM Bishkoga, then everybody, they don't know the rabbis intentionally messed up the halacha. They think the rabbis are doing what's right, and everybody now is unintentionally following the rabbis. Look at this. Based in Petur, good thing Shelley's not here. He wouldn't like this. Based in Petur, me not Corbin. The Bezin doesn't bring a Corbin. Because they are amazing. It says the whole Jewish people make a mistake, right? And they didn't make a mistake. And listen to this now. Even the 51% of the Jews who honestly just listen to the Bezdin, they're chai of korban v'nei asmo. Everyone has to bring their own korban v'nei shehu shogeg, because it's shogeg for them. But since it wasn't for the Bezdin, it's not considered part of the group with the Bezdin. Wow. Horu Bezdin v'shkoga. How about the opposite now? Let's say the Bezdin honestly made the mistake in the psak. But v'yodu hakol shato. And the whole congregation knows they made a mistake. We shouldn't listen to them. Where they know, for example, in a place where it's a mistake, you don't listen to the rabbis.
Because every single person is a...
All these people, whatever. You don't. When it's a real mistake, you're not supposed to listen. But they still did it anyway. They're both putter from the Corbin. Bezin Peturim, Bezin doesn't bring Korban. The Bezin wasn't following them blindly with their ruling. It wasn't because they followed their ruling. The ones who did it are Peturim Korban. They're mazids. Because they know they shouldn't have done it. They knew there was a mistake in Bezin. They shouldn't have done it. They weren't doing it because they thought they should listen to the Bezin. They just said, we're going to do it anyway. So nobody brings a korban. Now, they're bad people. They're sinners.
How do they get
mechila? They're a sinner. Well, how do you get mechila on anything that you do amazing without a warning? It's got to do tshuva. Okay, moving on to the 14th chapter. It's quite a short chapter. We're going to finish this section, Mirtz Hashem, this week, because it's just two short chapters left.
And then?
Maybe. Then we move to the next halachas. Hilchas mechusorei kapara. Almost done. All right. Halach aleph. Now we're going to show a new category of mistake over here. Bezdin sheshagagu vahoru la'akor guf me gufei hator. If Bezdin makes a mistake, and the mistake is literally uprooting a primary mitzvah from the Torah. Okay, a primary mitzvah from the Torah. Okay, we'll see examples in a minute. For example, they're going to say there's no Isser Nida or Isser Shabbos or Isser Avodah Zara. We'll see examples in a minute. They forgot that it's a pasuk. It's explicit pasuk. They forgot an explicit pasuk.
This is the best thing. And it's not one guy.
So they're not intentionally telling you not to do it. You know, they just don't know that it's pasuk. For us who call MLPM, and everybody did as they said, Bezin is Potter. Why? The call everyone has to bring their own personal korban chatas. Why? Shenemar, it says like this, Vinelam Dovar, and the matter was hidden from them. Yeah. When it says the matter, Velo Kol Haguf, but not the entire matter, not the entire corpus of it, just a matter of it, a part of it. Now, you look in footnote, hey, it says very interesting. Ul explains, it's a little bit of a remes to this. If you look carefully, if you look at the word, look in the Rambam, the word ne'elam, and then the next word is davor, right? If you take that mem and stick it next to the dalet, okay, it will come to the word mi davar. Vinelam mi davar means they forgot part of the davar, okay? So that's not pashup shah, it's a remez. But the point being, they have to only be forgetting part of this, not the entirety of it. And we'll see examples of this in a minute. Okay? So if they uproot the whole thing, as it were, then it's not a par helm dover. Beis gives you the flip side. The only time Bezin has to bring the korban for everybody is achiyoru levato mitzvas ulakayim mitzvas. When they rule to negate part of the mitzvah, but they still maintain that the rest is still also you can't do. And another important point, and this is only speaking b'dvarim she'enam ufurashim b'torah umavarim, in a matter that's not explicitly and clearly written in the Torah. That's when you say this halacha, that we bring the par helam dover for everybody. And afterwards, when you find out, and only in that situation, that's when the Bezin brings the korban, everybody's potter. Okay, so let's have examples to make this very clear. Shagul vahoru, they make the mistake and rule the following. It's a long halacha, but it's easy. They say, shemuter li shtachavos l'avodah zarah. They say you can prostrate yourself before an avodah zarah. They are not saying avodah zarah in its entirety is permitted, but they're saying this one avodah of prostration is permitted. Now the problem is like this. Prostration, bedafka, is said in the Torah about avodah zarah. That's explicit. That's a problem. Oh, or, for example, Shemutar Lahotzim Rishus Rishab, they said you can move from one domain to another on Shabbos. They weren't saying you can't keep the laws of Shabbos, but they happened to pick one of the few Isurim in the Shabbos that's explicitly mentioned in the Torah. Oh, Shemutar Lover Al Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom. Remember, if a woman is a Zova Ketana, she has a Riyah not during her 7 Yemei Nidus. What's the law? She has one or two Riyas. She waits the next day and then goes to the mikvah. And that is also expressly said in the Torah. Yeah. They're not taking out the entire law of Zanita, but this one law that's expressly stated, they're saying, no, you know, you don't have to wait the day. You can go to the mikvah right away. So all these three cases, Harei Elu Kamisha Amra Ein Shabbos B'Torah, it's like they're saying there is no Shabbos in the Torah for this mitzvah. Oh, ain't avodah zarah b'tzar. There's no avodah zarah in the Torah. Ain't need about Torah. There's no in the Torah. So what did they do? Sha'akru kol haguf. They took out the whole body of that mitzvah. Ve'ein zu chiyosu shikas harah. These things are not called a mistake in judgment of ruling. Ela shikha. It's forgetting. There's a difference between a mistake in logic or analysis and forgetting. You could say, you know, we think, you know, it doesn't say expressly that the fat of a kavah is usher from the Torah. Doesn't say that. Okay, now you got to, you know, to do stuff for Mishnayos and Gemaras and this and that, so they can make a mistake in logic over there. But here, when you're saying, you know, you can carry on Shabbos, what are you talking about? It's not a mistake in judgment. You blew it. That's complete forgetfulness of the entire mitzvah. And in that case, lefikach determin a korban, they don't bring a korban. Chalosav and everybody who listened to them, chayv chatz, and that's everyone brings a korban chatas.
So what did they say? You could
let's see more cases first. Avalim tova horeb. What if the mistake is like this? For Amr, they take a different malach of Shabbos that's not expressly written in the Torah. Hamotzim reshus reshus shuchayv, to take from one reshus to another reshus. Motzi, one second. Shechayev, they agree that's chayev because Shenemra Yesu is going. They agree to that halacha. But if you throw it through Rishu Sarabim, or a Moshe, or you stick your hand across through Rishu Sarabim, mutar. So there, it's their prohibiting part and permitting part, and that's not written in the Torah. Or they pull out one of the other 49 of his malachas that are not written in the Torah. Then it raises chayv, because that's a mistake in judgment, not in forgetfulness. Similarly, he'll do avodah zarah, and similarly with the shomeres yom. Let's say they go say by idol worship. Certainly, if one prostrates himself with his hands and feet spread on the ground, you can't do that. Because they know that pasuk. But what about havola korelas, which you bend over to the ground? You didn't spread out your hands and feet. And they say arehu mot, that's allowed. Now that isn't, but it's not expressly said in the Torah. Then everybody's chayav, because again they're keeping part of the mitzvah, but they made a mistake in the second part. And they say, yes, a woman who comes to his wife who's supposed to be waiting a day, you're not allowed to win your chayav. Shenemar, because they know the pasuk kol yemei sova. But they make a mistake and finger like this. But avol rasa balayla, let's say she saw in the night a re'iyah. Then they think, mutar lavala, you can be with her and you don't have to wait a day. Because the pasuk seems to indicate if she saw on one day, you have to wait another day. But they don't know if she saw it the night before, you still have to wait that day. So that mistake, that would be one you'd bring a korban for. V'cheinim horavar, let's say they ruled and said, shemisha per she'ita nida. Remember we had this halacha a while back? Let's say in the middle of being with your wife, and it was a time when she was permitted to you, but all of a sudden she has a menstrual period while you're cohabiting with her. You know the halacha is you're not allowed to withdraw, because that itself is anah. But they didn't know that. They basically make a mistake there. Wow, man, did this be a shot that the majority of Jews would make a mistake on this? From Shemisha Perisha Ishta Vishas Tash Vishmuta Lifer Shemene Kashumis Kasha. That anybody whose wife became Anita suddenly while in the middle of intimacy, you're not permitted to withdraw when you're erect. And they mistakenly pascha, that's clearly not written in the Torah, and they all followed it. It'd be wondrous that 51% of the Jews would make that mistake. You're going to really like this one. A person makes, they may say, if they agree you can't drink blood that comes out of the animal and you slaughter it, right. The blood from the heart is allowed, which is not explicitly stated in the Torah. On that, anything similar to that, b'toyus on these mistakes, they made a mistake in judgment, but not judgment, they forgot. So it's a mistake in judgment, they're potter. Ubezim korban al shigos. So Ubezim brings a korban for their mistake.
When this 51% happens, is it over like a couple of months?
It could be over years, as long as till they find out the mistake. They could have ruled it in 20 years later. A lot of conditions would have to still fit into that. Okay. Excellente.